Heads of state in Africa sign EACSADC communique on security situation in DRC and AMP, Rwanda. In their meeting as the East African Community and Southern African Development Community, the following was issued in dealing with the ongoing security situation in East Africa. Iturbonews.com. The joint summit of the heads of state and government of the East African Community, EAC, and the Southern African Development Community, SADC, hereinafter called Joint Summit, met in Dar es Salaam in the United Republic of Tanzania on February 8, 2025 in a cordial atmosphere to deliberate on the security situation in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC. The joint summit was co-chaired by His Excellency, Dr. William Samoei Ruta, CGH, President of the Republic of Kenya, and Chairperson of the EAC and His Excellency Dr. Emmerson Nambudzo Mnangagwa, President of the Republic of Zimbabwe and Chairperson of SADC. The joint summit was attended by the following heads of state and government: SADFACE-I, His Excellency, Dr. William Samoei Ruto, CGH, President of the Republic of Kenya; Winkwithafrom II, His Excellency, Dr. Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, President of the Republic of Zimbabwe; Winkwithafrom III, Her Excellency, Dr. Samia Suluhu Hassan, President of the United Republic of Tanzania; Winkwithafrom IV, His Excellency, Felix Antoine Tshisekedi Tshilombo, President of the Democratic Republic of the Congo; Winkwithafrom V, His Excellency, Madamela Cyril Ramaphosa, President of the Republic of South Africa; and 6, His Excellency, Hassan Sheikh Mahamoud, President of the Federal Republic of Somalia; Winkwithafrom 7, His Excellency, Paul Kagame, President of the Republic of Rwanda; Winkwithafrom 8, His Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, President of the Republic of Uganda; Winkwithafrom 9, His Excellency, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, President of the Republic of Zambia; Winkwithafrom X, His Excellency, Lieutenant General Gervais Ndirakabuka, the Prime Minister, representing His Excellency Evariste Ndayishimiye, President of the Republic of Burundi; Winkwithafrom 11, His Excellency, Ambassador Tet Antonio, Minister of External Relations, Republic of Angola, representing H.E. João Manuel Gonc Alves Lourenço, O. President of the Republic of Angola; Winkwithafrom 12, Honorable Nancy Gladys Tembo, Minister of Foreign Affairs, representing H.E. Dr. Lazarus McCarthy Chikwera, President of the Republic of Malawi; Winkwithafrom 13, Honorable Deng Alor Kwol, Minister of East African Community Affairs, representing His Excellency, Salva Kiir Mayardit, President of the Republic of South Sudan; Winkwithafrom 14, Honorable Lieutenant General Lala Manya Delfin Sahivilo, Minister of the Armed Forces, representing H.E. Andry Rajoelina, President of the Republic of Madagascar. The opening session of joint summit was attended by H.E. Moussa Faki Mahamat, Chairperson of the African Union Commission. The Executive Secretary of SADC, His Excellency Mr. Elias Magosi, and the Secretary General of the EAC, Her Excellency Veronica M. Nduva, CBS, participated in the meeting. The joint summit noted that both the EAC and SADC summits held on the January 29, 2025 and January 31, 2025 respectively, recognizing that they have both been involved in the process of bringing lasting peace and security to the Eastern DRC, called for an immediate joint summit of SADC and EAC to deliberate on the way forward regarding the deteriorating security situation in the DRC. The joint summit expressed concern about the deteriorating security situation in Eastern DRC, which has resulted in the loss of lives, creating a humanitarian crisis, as well as the suffering of people, in particular women and children. The joint summit also expressed condolences for the loss of lives in the recent attacks and also wished a speedy recovery to the injured. The joint summit also expressed concern about the escalating crisis manifesting in attacks on diplomatic missions, embassies and staff based in Kinshasa, and urged the government of DRC to protect lives and property, as well as upholding long-lasting legal and moral principles of respecting peace missions in DR such as MONUSCO and the others. The joint summit recollected that both the EAC and SADC summits had, upon deliberating on the security situation in Eastern DRC, called for SADFACE-A, cessation of hostilities and an immediate ceasefire; Winkwithafrom B, restoration of essential utilities and supply lines for food and other essential commodities to ensure humanitarian support; and C, peaceful resolution of the conflict through the Luanda/Nairobi process. The joint summit considered the report of the joint meeting of ministers of EAC and SADC on the security situation in Eastern DRC emphasized that political and diplomatic engagement is the most sustainable solution to the conflict in the Eastern DRC. The joint summit directed the EAC-SADC chiefs of defense forces to meet within five days and provide technical direction in SAD Phase A, immediate and unconditional ceasefire and cessation of hostilities wink with a frown B, provision of humanitarian assistance, including repatriation of the deceased and evacuation of the injured wink with a frown C, develop a securitization plan for Gama and its surrounding areas wink with a frown D, opening of main supply routes, including Goma Sake Bukavu, Goma Kibumba Rumanga Boka Lendra Ruchirubuna Gana, and Gama. Kiwanja Windi Kanyabayanda Lubero, including navigation on Lake Kivu between Gama and Bukavu wink with a frown E, immediate reopening of Gama Airport, and F, advise on other related facilitative interventions. The joint summit reaffirmed the critical role of both the Luanda and Nairobi processes and directed that the two be merged in TOA Luanda/Nairobi process. The joint summit further resolved to strengthen the two processes to enhance complementarity and mandated the co-chairs, in consultation with the African Union, to consider and appoint additional facilitators, including from other regions of Africa, to support the merged process. The joint summit directed the resumption of direct negotiations and dialogue with all state and non-state parties, military and non-military, including the M23 and under the framework of the Luanda/Nairobi process. The joint summit called for the implementation of the concept of operations, CONOPS, of the Harmonized Plan for Neutralization of FDLR and the lifting of Rwanda's defensive measures/disengagement of forces from the DRC as agreed in the Luanda process. The joint summit directed that a joint meeting of ministers of EAC and SADC convene within 30 days to deliberate on SAD Phase A. The report of the joint meeting of CDFs on the ceasefire and cessation of hostilities wink with a frown B, establishment of secretariat-level technical coordination mechanism to monitor the implementation of the joint summit decisions wink with a frown C, an elaborate roadmap detailing immediate, medium, and long-term implementation measures, including financing modalities, and D, address all other residual issues relating to the attainment of sustainable peace and security in Eastern DRC and make appropriate recommendations to the next joint meeting of the EAC-SADC summit. The joint summit directed that modalities for the withdrawal of UN-invited foreign armed forces from the territory of the DRC be developed and implemented. The joint summit reaffirmed solidarity and unwavering commitment to continue supporting the DRC in its pursuit of safeguarding its independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity as well as sustainable peace, security and development. The joint summit decided that similar consultations shall be convened at least once every year and as and when the need arises to review matters of common interest to the two regions. The joint summit congratulated Her Excellency Dr. Samia Suluhu Hassan and the government and people of the United Republic of Tanzania for hosting the summit. The joint summit expressed gratitude to the chairpersons of EAC and SADC for successfully co-chairing the joint summit and for their leadership towards the attainment of lasting peace and security in the Eastern DRC and wider region. The joint summit expressed its appreciation to the EAC and SADC secretariats for the preparatory work undertaken. Leading to the summit done at Dar es Salaam in the United Republic of Tanzania on February 8, 2025 in English, French, and Portuguese languages, all texts being equally authentic. East African Community. The East African Community, EAC, is a regional intergovernmental organization of six partner states, the Republics of Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, South Sudan, the United Republic of Tanzania, and the Republic of Uganda, with its headquarters in Arusha, Tanzania. Home, SADC official website about SADC, its member states and secretariat, thematic areas of SADC work and cross-cutting issues, news, events, opportunities, documents and publications.